Okay, we're on the air. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right. Brad and Chaz are podcasting daily. Everything from dating to bleach, adding in the wise and the kids too. Listen to the Sunday pastors preach. Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Welcome back.
Oh, you can't
to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast.
You can't start now.
Where our pee is sterile.
Where you can't stop now because I'm not going to stop.
You said it. I didn't.
I didn't say it. I repeated it that somebody else said.
I don't even know what it means. Okay, we were discussing.
No, we're done.
We were
no,
discussing
we're
whether or not
discussion.
It's okay to pee in the shower,
which it's not.
It's not.
By the way,
and if you do pee in the shower, you need to seek clinical help. It's wrong. It's not what the shower's built for. And there's a trap in the bottom of your shower that actually will trap your pee, and it will. Then that's bad. Okay, then your shower will stink.
Oh,
that's the wrong plumbing for the job. Now, we were talking about whether or not we should talk about this when she says...
My friend.
You have a friend that said it's okay because her pee is sterile. Does she drink bleach? What exactly?
I don't know.
Does she boil her pee? Is there some kind of enclave in her...
Oh, you're killing me.
In her pants? What's going on? How do you get sterile pee?
I don't know. You should.
Is this some kind of medical thing that I'm supposed to know about that we don't know?
We sent it to MythBusters.
Send it to MythBusters. Is your pee sterile?
Oh, there's a myth. Oh my word! Oh, my stomach hurts.
I don't think she understands what sterile means.
I can't laugh like that. Oh. I need a tissue.
All right. Well, we didn't come here to talk about that.
Oh goodness.
Oh my goodness. That was completely uncalled for.
Well, you're the one who turned it on.
What?
The show.
Yes, the show is going on. Yes.
Yes. You having a problem?
What?
Are you having a problem?
No. I don't have a problem at all. Sometimes I have to prop up my mic stand.
It's okay. you can't look at me anymore.
Okay, I shouldn't look at you anymore. All right. Okay, let's focus.
You know that's how he got me. Right.
Okay, let's just, yes, this is how I won her heart, by making her laugh. Okay. Now, we were going to go over, it's not in these pieces of paper.
Oh,
it's over here. We're going to do a show called Plausible, Real, or Fictional.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah, if she can get it together. Plausible, Real, or Fictional. Now, those are your three options, and here are the subjects.
Okay? I'm ready.
The Leviathan.
Like as in Job?
Was Job a Leviathan?
No, but there was a Leviathan mentioned in Job.
Oh, there was?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, okay, I'm talking about the sea monster. I don't think, maybe I'm wrong. The sea monster, the Leviathan, you know, the mythical animal. I don't know, maybe I got the wrong word. I don't think Job was a sailor, was he? Was he a pirate? Arr, mateys! The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away! I'll get that sneaking whale. I don't know.
It's Jonah.
Oh.
long time after Job.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay, well, the sea monster, the Leviathan, the sea monster.
Are you talking about the Loch Ness Monster? Is that what you're trying to get to?
We can do that one. We can do that one, but let's do the Leviathan first.
Isn't the Leviathan mentioned in Job?
Okay, sure. So is it real?
Well, if it was mentioned in Job, yes.
Okay, I'll put real beside Leviathan and we'll move on.
Okay.
The Loch Ness Monster.
I don't think so.
So you think completely fictional?
Yeah.
A lot of people have seen it.
That's what they say.
Okay. I'm putting fictional. Moving right along, giants. P-5-4-5.
Yeah, I believe there were giants.
Real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They lived in Canaan.
Okay.
The Anakites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the,
okay,
you know, all them.
Okay. Bigfoot.
Nah.
Maybe he's a Canaanite.
No. I don't believe in
Bigfoot.
With
a back hair problem.
I like the commercials of Bigfoot on him, but yeah. I don't believe that he's real.
Really?
That's interesting. Really?
Okay, so far we have no plausible. All we have is real and fictional. Okay, guardian angels. We're still on.
Sorry. Dead air. It's not good. Well, here's the thing.
What's the thing?
I mean, I believe in angels, yeah.
Well, of course.
Because I believe they're all over the place. But guardian angels?
Guardian angels.
See, I haven't done enough study on angels to know if they're actually angels assigned to us.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
so you'd
pray
say plausible?
That, I mean, I don't know if they'd be called guardian angels. Do I think angels? You know what? I don't know.
So you're going to say plausible?
I guess, because I don't know.
Okay. So we got one plausible.
I am not knowing.
Okay, leprechauns.
No.
Fictional?
Fictional.
Okay. You know, there's pygmies.
What does that have to do with a leprechaun?
Well, there's been recorded people who are like, full-grown people who are like 2 feet tall.
Yeah, but they don't sit at the end of a rainbow.
No, that doesn't mean they weren't Irish. Some of them.
You mean, you're not talking about like the leprechaun like on the Lucky Charms box. You're talking about...
Okay, he was invented.
You're talking about leprechauns like for real. Like where they could have gotten the myth of the leprechaun from. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically, did leprechauns ever exist? Yeah. I'm just asking.
Without all the magical business with them?
Sure, without all the magical business
with them. Plausible.
Really? Can't believe I talked to you into that one. weirdo. Unicorns.
No.
Really? You'll give me leprechauns, but you won't give me a horse with a horn?
Why would you think that flies?
That's Pegasus, not a unicorn. Get your myths straight.
All of the unicorns fly.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they do. In all of Helen's Barbie movies, they do.
Well, okay. We're going to base all of our mythology on Barbie movies.
Well, you
Fairytopia to the rescue.
You base all of your social culture on The Simpsons, so, you know.
That's different.
Okay.
And it's not social culture. It's literature. We learn our history from the movies, and the point is, Pegasus had wings.
No, I don't.
Unicorns
I don't
do
think
not.
So.
Okay, so no on the unicorn.
I unless it was like a dinosaur that looked like a horse. They got to no.
Okay. Where was I at? Oh, fairies.
No.
And I don't talk about gay people. I'm talking about little humanoids
no.
with wings. Okay. elves.
Like Santa's elves?
Elves.
No. No.
Again, Santa? Not so much.
Is that what you mean by elves?
I don't mean the ones that help Santa. I just mean elves in general. People with little pointy ears. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I don't believe in Santa, and I'm so sorry.
Oh!
I'm sorry, all of you children out there. What?
I didn't say a word. Did
you tell Helen?
What? What I tell my own daughter is different. I don't want to tell everybody else's daughters.
Okay. Well, okay. Kids, don't let your... This is not what? Appropriate for children.
This show. Don't worry, though, because leprechauns are plausible.
Well, if you strip all the myth away from them, they might be. You never know. How come
leprechauns are plausible, but the elves aren't? You're discriminatory.
Because they're just little short people.
What, elves?
Yeah.
No, the elves are the ones with Vulcan ears. Okay, moving right along. Chupacabra.
No.
Chupacabra. That's that Mexican Bigfoot bloody thing that eats goats.
No.
Okay. You're just saying fictional on that one.
No, I'm going with fictional.
What's eating the goats then?
Tigers, lions, bears. Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my.
Okay. The second gunman on the grassy knoll.
Oh, you really want me to get on this?
I want a real, fictional, or plausible.
Plausible.
Okay. Dragons. Flying reptiles. Would that do or do not breathe fire? That doesn't. It's not
now,
a
do I believe that there were animals that breathe fire? Yes. I mean, they've proven that.
They've proven that?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that
Seriously,
study.
You don't know this?
I haven't seen a study where they proved animals breathed fire, no.
Yeah, I saw it on the Animal Network channel, whatever,
Must
or something
be
like that.
True.
No, it was...
Was it 10 million years ago?
No, it wasn't. No, there are reptiles that could have the ability to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, and that's where that came from. Did they fly? No, I don't think so.
So you don't think dragons are real? Forget the breathing fire or not. A flying reptile dragon, you know, dragon. Just like in all the, you know, the I mean,
not think they're real.
They're in every mythology around the world. They're the only one actually that's consistent.
Well, I know, but
Bigfoot's
also
fairly consistent.
Do you think they flew a flying reptile? Really?
Don't know.
I don't.
I don't know. All I know is that in every culture around the world. There
I don't
is
think
a
they
flying
flew.
Reptile.
Do I think there's reptiles that breathe fire? Yes.
And there's a lot of cultures that have the Bigfoot
that's
thing too.
That's nice. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. So you're saying the dragons are not plausible? They're fictional.
Well, they could be plausible if they were just breathing fire. I don't think that they're flying around. No.
Okay. So fictional.
Well, or fictional. Plausible, depending on which way you're looking at it.
I'm considering a dragon a flying reptile.
Okay, no.
Okay. But they might breathe fire. Everybody, watch out.
Shut up.
Well, do you have any you'd like to ask me? Mythical animals? I that was all the mythical things I could think of. I'm thinking about doing this with Charlie, too, just because I think it's interesting.
To see what people say?
Just to see what people say. You can come on the forum and enter what you think. That's the list. I might even put a list out on the forum, and you can enter what if you think they're the you know plausible or real or fictional. There.
What do you think about the gunman on the grassy knoll?
Oh, you want to ask me that one?
Uh-huh.
I would know the say answer to this, but not sure. I would say plausible bordering on real.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. You know, there's no way to really know. But the open mic that caught four gunshots. That recorded four gunshots.
Yeah.
Is pretty much undeniable proof that
there was another gun.
There was somebody else somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Yeah. So what is your take on these?
On all, you mean do all
uh-huh.
of them? Uh-huh. Okay. Leviathan, real. Giants, real. Bigfoot, real. Leprechauns, not real. Sorry. You're a wacko. Guardian angels, plausible. Again, don't know much about angel mythology there. Fairies, not real.
No.
Not real. Why? Because a humanoid structure cannot exist that height. That's why. Science. Okay. Now, you know, a 2-foot human, yes. A 6-inch human, no. With wings. Not going to happen. Okay. Elves, plausible.
Huh.
If there was a race of pygmies, there could have been a race of elves.
Well, why couldn't there be a race of leprechauns then?
Basically, because if there were a bunch of dwarfs running around Ireland, I just think we'd know about it. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well.
Unicorns, plausible.
Okay.
They didn't think that little deer existed until about 10 years ago. They didn't think that little, there was a, I mean, they found a new species of deer. I mean, if they can find a brand new species of deer they'd never even heard of before, surely they can, there could have been a species of horse that nobody, that we don't have a fossil record for.
That flew.
Again, the unicorn did not fly. Pegasus flew. Pegasus no. was a myth from Greek literature.
Okay.
Okay. Pegasus, not real. Dragons. Dragons, real.
Why'd you give me such a hard time about it then?
Which one?
Dragons.
Oh, we were just arguing about what a dragon was.
Oh, okay.
Your definition of a dragon is anything that breathes fire. And I was trying to get you to comment on my version of the dragon, which is fine, but I wanted to know if you thought a flying reptile existed. So I wanted to specify my definition of dragon.
Yeah, gotcha. Brainwashing me.
What?
Brainwashing me.
Do you know what brainwashing means? That's not what I was doing.
You were trying to push your opinion brainwashing over on
is,
me.
Brainwashing is what I did when I talked you into spending your life with me.
Oh, is that what that was?
That was what that was.
Huh.
Hey, look over there, a rabbit.
Did it run in a hole?
What?
Did it run a little hole? Did it say, I'm going to be late?
No, just a rabbit right over there. Okay. So anything you want to make fun of me there on? I took a pretty bold stand on some of those.
No, okay. I'm good. See, I don't have to make fun of you.
What fun is that?
No,
people want to make fun of me.
You make fun of me? I don't
make fun of you.
Oh, whatever.
What were the first words out of my mouth when I came home?
I don't remember. You are a hot wife or something like that.
Wasn't the first words, but they were pretty close. I said, hello, beautiful darling.
Oh.
All right, that's it. Come on by and make fun of me.
He needs it.
We're going to go sit on the couch and hold hands and watch TV.
Okay.
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Good night. Bye. Good night.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner. and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.